Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this February 18th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Bailoff, here. In part two, we're going to hang out with United Way of Southwind and Adams Counties. Terry John, CEO, will be with us. Right now in studio, we got our friends from the Grace Lutheran Church, their dinner theater production here with us. We have, I'll let you guys actually go ahead and down the line here and let you introduce yourselves. We'll start right here with you, Jim.
Yeah, hi, my name is Jim Storrent.
My name is Randy Olson.
My name is Amy Keeper.
Thank you so much for being here, everybody. Appreciate the time. And always good to see your familiar faces again and talk with you about this great show and this great production. As you all know, I'm a theater person myself. I love theater and talking theater any chance I get. So I love having you guys in. But the thing that stands out to me, and I learn more and more as I get older, is what you, we all are given a skill sets in life, you know, and I remember growing up, my nanny used to talk very much about how, you know, God gave this to you, Jimmy, what are you going to do with it? And we more and more in society want to do good in life and want to do good in our communities. But, you know, I'm not a doctor. I cannot do certain things to help people, but I can entertain, I can laugh, I can take this skill set and I can do radio with it and promote different events or certain things. For you all, you're able to have this event, have some fun doing some acting and going out there and performing while also entertaining our community and raising some funds for good causes. It's more and more we're seeing this in society where people are trying to do good and what can I do? Well, I got this certain skill set, I'm going to use it for good. I admire it. I love seeing it. And it's something that I think the Grace Theater does so well. It's almost the encompass of this whole thing that I'm talking about. So I want to get into a little bit of the history of the Grace Theater with you guys a little. And Randy, if you don't mind, I know you have some notes on this. If we could start with that.
Yes. Actually, the Grace Players started way back in 2001 was kind of their first performance that they did. And from that, it just seemed to grow. Every year, they came up with another show. And so they did one every year. They skipped one year at the very beginning there. And since then, we've went through every single year with a play. And so it's normally they have been in that, you know, in the spring of the year, but they did a few of them other times. But other than COVID missing, I think just one year, we have done a play every single year. And so, you know, it's greatly benefited the community.
It's really impressive. For the audience and those that don't know, just a little look behind the curtain, literally, I guess. I just used that phrase, but actually it is kind of a look behind the curtain. These scripts, they cost money to be able to buy the rights to them. The amount of time that you're asking people to take out of their personal lives to be able to put on a show, we're going to get into some of those details a little bit more later. It really is an impressive feat to be able to pull off a show for a theater company, let alone a community theater company, or let alone a church to be able to do this. Like, it's very impressive to me to be able to do this, and let alone the consistency with it. That's great. It's
yeah,
awesome.
I mean, it's been something that Grace has done, again, for the community. And the actors that are involved in it are just everyday people that go on with their everyday lives. And to me, there's a great deal of professionalism, and it takes guts to go out there, and it's a certain talent that some of us have, and we just want to bring it to others and bring laughter and joy to their lives.
It's one of the bravest things you can do. It really is putting yourself out there. And just taking a chance on yourself and seeing how people can respond to that. I genuinely think one of the things that I love about acting is that everybody can do it. There are certainly people that are better at it than others and that and everything. But I like yesterday, I just watched the Saturday Night Live 50-year special. And I saw Meryl Streep out there. And I think you can make an argument. Meryl Streep's the best actor in the world right now.
Yeah.
And she was nervous. She was nervous. She was out there. And this is a woman who has her legacy set. Like, she has nothing to prove. But she's out there anyway because she loves performing. And she likes making people laugh. And you know, at this stage in her career, she can go ahead and be a little loose with things and stuff. And she's out there. And you can see in a moment she forgot her line. She was a little nervous.
She kind of broke character.
Yeah, she did.
Which was unusual. I thought she started laughing.
It surprised me. Yeah. It really was. But it was such a reminder to me of how that's all of us. We've all been in that situation, not even on stage, but just in life, and the relatability of that, and how, you know, what you were saying there, Randy, I think is such a strong point. Anybody can do this. And I say that not as a discredit to the skill and the talent it takes or the bravery I think it takes to do this, but to encourage everybody out there who's ever wanted to do something like this to get on that stage and do it. Wherever you're listening to us, you got a great local theater, or maybe your church has a theater program, be a part of it. Get out there. Give it a chance. These wonderful people here with me have done that, and they're enjoying it a lot. Go ahead, Brent.
And what's really pretty remarkable, too, when you speak of Meryl Streep, the people that have been in these plays, us included, have been here for years. Mm-hmm. And that is really impressive to see some of the original people still actively involved in it through all these years.
Very true. Very well said. Let's talk about the show itself. The Grace Theater is a production of How I Met Your Mummy. It's a fantastic name, by the way. I love the name. This is going to be presented at Grace on Thursday, February 27th through Sunday, March 2nd. You can this Saturday show will also be catered. But before we get into some of the other details of the show and everything, I want to talk about the show itself. Can anybody give me kind of a synopsis of what this show is about?
I can take a stab at it. All right. As the name implies, How I Met Your Mummy, M-U-M-M-Y. So the play is set in an Egyptian theme of a museum, and it's called the Oh, How Dull Museum. And there's a greedy owner that wants to make, she bought this mummy for $5 million, and she hopes to make a lot of money with a lot of visitors coming to the museum. And there's a number of things that happen. Randy and I play a couple of robbers. We've been hired by Big Mama Morrison, who's working from the inside, and we're supposed to steal the mummy so that she can maybe get $1 million for it on the black market. And so there, from there, it's just a series of chaos, and we have several mummies that come and go, and people dressed as mummies, so people are losing track of which mummy is real, and it's a comedy, obviously, farce and comedy. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, in a situation, we've all been there. You know, you're trying to find where your mummy is, and you can't find it. You misplaced your mummy. It's such a great plot. That's such a great idea. You touched on this a little bit, Jim. Let's go ahead and get into who you guys are playing a little. You mentioned you and Randy are robbers.
Yeah, I'm Muggs. I have the intelligence of a 20-watt bulb. Randy can, and I'm kind of the rough guy of the duo here. And he can tell who he is. We're also co-directors, which is a new role for Randy and I. We've had a lot of support from previous directors helping us, guide us through this whole process. But it's quite an undertaking. It's a lot different trying to direct than just be an actor, which we have learned through the process. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. But go ahead and tell who your character is.
Yeah, so I'm Sparky. So, he's a 20-watt bulb. And so I'm a lot dimmer than him, you might say. You might say my elevator don't really go all the way to the top. I'm a 5-watt bulb, I have a hard time keeping on track this whole play. And he tries, my boss here, Muggs, tries to keep me in line, but that doesn't really work too well neither. So there's a lot of kind of battling between me and him the whole play. And I'm not really sure who wins. I think neither of us.
I would say that's accurate. And I play the role of Dr. Dusty Bone. She's the chief archaeologist for the museum. And she has a thing for the mummy. She's in love with the mummy.
Oh. Yes.
And it doesn't seem to matter which mummy sometimes, but...
Yeah. You guys already have me laughing. I am positive some of our audience, if not all of our audience, laughing as well. We haven't even gotten going here, so that's fantastic. How much time did you guys spend on the rehearsal process? How often were you guys able to get together to rehearse, Jim?
We started rehearsals in late December, and we rehearse on Sundays for a couple hours, and then Monday nights. So it's 2 nights a week or 2 days a week. From that period on, and we're winding it down here. We just have 2 dress rehearsals left before the showtime. So, it's a commitment, and most people are willing to do that. A lot of us are retirees that have time on our hands, I guess, to do that. But some of them aren't. But
That certainly helps, and I think that's really noteworthy, especially in our community where we have a good population of that, and there is individuals out there. You know, I don't mean to get too serious with this or anything, but something I like to mention whenever I have a chance is the isolation that we have with a lot of our senior population and just people in general. It doesn't have to be seniors, people my age or anybody's age that deals with that. This is a great chance to get out of the house, meet some new people, hang out with some new people, find some like-minded people, and have some fun while also doing some good in your community. And again, not a huge time commitment, but I don't want to also take away from the time, taking time out of your days. I mean, I don't know much about retirement, but I know you could. I mean, it seems like you could do a little bit more of what you want. You could just be sitting back watching TV. You're taking time out of your day to do this and be the TV. That's pretty cool. I think that that's admirable and noteworthy. And you mentioned the directing and the co-directing. You're touching on the difficulty of that or how it was a little bit different. Can we go into that just a little bit more, guys? What did you have on that, Randy?
I mean, it's just I have total respect for the directors that have directed us over the past. We all knew that they did a lot for the play, but until you really get into it, it never ends. There's just a lot of things that have to be done to get this play set up. And so, it takes up a lot of time on the side, along with all of our practicing that we do at home and running lines and everything else that, you know, we do daily at home, and then doing all the running and back and forth and all the setups and everything that we have to do for everything, just everything from the beginning to the end. We're still getting things set up for the play, and we're getting down to the end of those. We weren't sure we ever were going to, but we've had some really good support also from our past directors, Anne and Christine and Sandy and Dorothy. They are just wonderful to work with. And so without them, I don't know where we would be. But with that, me and Jim took it on this year to try it, to do it, and then to act also. Mm-hmm. So, it was a big undertaking. But I think we all have more respect for what they do. And they have done such a terrific job over the years for all of us. They have made us what we are.
Most actors, when you're taking on a role, you're going to learn your lines, of course, and you learn your cue lines to help with that. And for some, like crazy people like me, I'll read through the whole script and try to understand every character or whatever. Different things, different levels. But with the directing part of it, you're learning everybody's parts, and you're learning every little detail in that show, and it's on you to make sure that they happen. It is such a different thing to ask. And it'd be a lot to ask if that's all you had to do, but then to add on the part of learning your own lines and doing your own characters and everything. Again, a lot of respect for that, and it's cool to hear how you guys have kind of gotten a respect for this as well. Not to say you didn't before, but just a new admiration for us. I admire, guys. That's great work. Amy, I wanted to ask you a little bit, because I don't know. I know that we've talked before, but it's been a little while. Have you been a part of every of these shows, or has it been a little while since you've been able to be a part of the shows?
I think I've been in the show for...
You started The Wedding? Is that your first
one? Yeah, how long ago
would
that be?
13 years ago.
13 years, yeah. And I've been in everyone since, and it's like every year that I'm in this, I'm like, I'm not going to do this again next year. I'm just not. And every year, here I am.
They come calling, and you just got to answer, right? Yeah. I mean, it happens. Did you do theater in school? Did you have any interest in acting when you were younger or anything like
that? No, I didn't. No, I was involved in public speaking primarily and in school and in college, but not acting. I had a brother who acted, and my son, surprisingly, was when Willy Wonka was here at the theater, he was Willy Wonka.
Nice.
And when he was going to try out for Willy Wonka, we're like, oh, I don't know if that's such a good idea. What part are you going to try out for? I'm trying out for the lead. It's like, holy cats, what are you thinking? And he got it and did a fantastic job, and maybe that...
An encouragement for you. Yes.
I'm not singing, but I'm acting.
Yeah.
Oh, I will say that one of the coolest things about your kids getting older is how they can inspire you. Can they get? And not that they can't do it when they're young, but for me, working with my kids are all in their mid 20s and stuff, and especially creatively working with them, it's such a blast. And they inspire me every day.
Absolutely.
It's really cool to hear. Noteworthy to the audience out there, if you are similar to Amy, and maybe you never acted before or anything, but you've wanted to give this a chance. There is, I don't believe in an old dog can't learn new tricks. Does the dog want to learn? because the age doesn't matter. If the dog wants to learn, dog can learn it. Human beings are no different. If we want to do something, there's nothing stronger in the universe than the human spirit. If you want to accomplish something, if you want to do it, you can do this. You can be a part of this. This event is going to be a lot of fun, and we've got a number of dates going on and different things going on with the events, with each date. It kicks off Thursday, December 27th, 6:30, and then Friday, February 28th, there'll be another 6:30 show. And then that Saturday, March 1st, 6 o'clock show, but you have a dinner show with this one. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the details of that? What does that one entail?
Well, as the name implies, it is a dinner show, so that we're serving a complete dinner. That show, however, right now is sold out for that night. But yeah, it's a complete dinner, and then the show after the dinner. The other three shows include a dessert at intermissions, cooked by some of our fine chefs at our church, which there's always some left over after the play ends, so we divulge ourselves after each play. But so desserts are the three nights, the Thursday, Friday, and Sunday show are dessert shows, and the dinner theater is Saturday night, is a complete dinner.
And the Sunday show is a matinee, like it's a 1:30 show. Yeah. With a dessert in the middle also. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Decadent desserts.
Nice. Very well. Nice, yeah. Amy. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. There are a few things that that go better together than theater and dinner or desserts or anything like that. That's a great idea, a great combination with that. And, this is going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be a blast, and we're going to make sure that you guys get a good crowd. I want to remind everybody that this is also for a really good cause. You guys are able to raise funds for this to help the work that you do in our community. Can we touch on that just a little bit? Is there an example of maybe the work that you're doing or how these funds are helping?
Well, some of these charitable organization, it goes to Focus, Jeremiah's Crossing, the Boys and Girls Club, Southwood County Humane Society, the Family Center, Love Inc., to name a few. Mm.
Yeah. Some of our favorite people, favorite causes, people and organizations we talk about endlessly on the airwaves here, and appreciate that. And it's to me, it's the power of entertaining, that what we can do, and what we can do when we take that skill set and we do some good, what the good we can do with it. Because not much feels better than being able to take in a good live theater program, and then you know that there's locals up there and stuff, and you can show that support and encouragement. As I always like to say, support and encouragement. It costs nothing, can mean everything. Just being there doing that. But then you're sitting there in the crowd and you're laughing, and there's going to be a moment where you have a chance to kind of think about what you're doing, where you're at and everything. And while you're doing that, I encourage you to be reminded of what Randy was just telling us there, and how that ticket I just bought, I'm not only getting entertained, I'm getting a good dessert, maybe a dinner with it, what have you, but I'm also putting back into my community. I'm doing some good. Just by sitting here and laughing at this amazing show, I just did some good in my community. You can do that. And with that, I encourage you to take in all of these shows. Don't just take in one. Take in all these shows. One of the best things about theater, there is no reruns. Yeah. Every show is different, as these individuals will tell you. Every show is different. So every show is going to give you different laughs and different enjoyment. And again, you will know that while you're taking in these shows, that is going to be put into our community. Now, the dinner show is also sold out. So moving on from that one, how much are tickets for the other shows?
The other shows, excuse me, the dessert shows are $15 a piece, and the dinner was $25.
So. And also with that, we have a pre-show too. And so this year's pre-show is Secret Word. So it's really a fun thing that they've done over a few years. But it really is a fun show. So they start that out before our show begins too. So they get a lot for $15. It's quite an evening full.
Yeah, you can't find that kind of entertainment for $15 anywhere. And I do want to make a note about that, the price, because you guys make that affordable for the community, and I appreciate that. This is something that you can take your family to, and you're not going to take a mortgage out for it or something. Like, you can really afford this. And again, know that you're doing some good in the community. And I did. I'm sorry, I didn't have notes about the pre-show. That sounds awesome. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? What is that going to be about?
What they do is they do this every year. They've had a different pre-show for different plays that we've had, and they've redone this show several times with different characters and different themes, and so it really, really works out good. What it usually does is the pre-show kind of leads into our show, so it'll kind of warm up the audience, get them laughing, and a lot of the things that are said there, it leads into our show that we do right after
that. This is a spinoff of the TV show, Secret Word. So they give a word, and then there's contestants on both sides, and they try to guess the word. The director for that is Rick Murden, who's a talented guy. He's also in our play, and he wrote the script actually for the pre-show and is directing that, and they're going to be funny too.
It is going to be good. That's a great idea. I love that. And I do want to send a shout out to all the rest of the actors, all the rest of the crew that are going to be a part of this production. Break a leg, enjoy yourself, and to each of you, enjoy the run, break a leg, have fun with this one. If people want to get tickets, if they want to find out more, how can they do that?
They can go right directly to Grace Lutheran Church during the weekday. We're at 1531 Whitrock Avenue, which is right on the corner of 16th Street South and Whitrock Avenue. Or they can call the church at 715-423-2330.
The Grace Theater presenting How I Met Your Mummy is coming up Thursday, February 27th at 6:30. Again, Friday, they'll have a show at 6:30. The dinner show, March 1st, 6 o'clock. And then Sunday, things will wrap up on March 2nd with a 1:30 matinee. Get your tickets and meet them there. Let's give them a good show, everybody. You guys have fun with the run. And thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
We'll be taking a time out, and we'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are local. Locally grown radio.